What if you had the resources you needed for your mental health right at your fingertips? Imagine a world where our mental well-being is prioritized just like our physical health, and where we have access to the tools and support we need. That's exactly what the Make Mental Health Matter show is all about. Join Kelly Melissa Reinhart, a true warrior for mental health, founder of Make Mental Health Matter nonprofit, author, and wellness coach. This show is your gateway to breaking down the stigma surrounding mental health. Tune in for enlightening conversations, expert insights, and empowering stories that will not only increase awareness, but also provide education about mental health. It's time to have those hard conversations, prioritize your well-being, and make your mental health matter. Your mental wellness journey starts here.
Welcome to another episode of Make Mental Health Matter. If this is your first time watching, welcome and thank you for watching. If this is your second, your third, you've been following me for a while, thanks for coming back. As with all of the episodes, I bring guests who are either professionals in the mental health space, advocates of mental health, or those with lived experience. Because showcasing stories is a way for us to know as humans that we are not alone and there is hope no matter what we're experiencing. And sometimes that can feel really, really hard depending on where we are in our journey through the process of whether it's grief and loss or the challenge that has come up, or maybe we've been diagnosed with something and we are on this path, this new journey, and we're not really sure how it's going to turn out. And when we have this sense of lack of control, it can be scary, it can be hard, and we're not exactly sure how it's going to turn out. But when we are able to connect and identify maybe a little piece in somebody else's story that we can share similarities to, that is a space that can open healing, that can open this hope, that can really be shared journey through this thing that we call life. And I am so excited to bring on my guest for today. First and foremost, as you may have seen or heard last week, we went live and debuted on Dream Vision 7 Radio in addition to E360 TV, which is super exciting because our reach is expanding. And that's a whole that idea again behind the show is expanding the reach, getting the information out, having those hard conversations that nobody else wants to have. And if you've been following for a while, again, I bring on a bunch of guests that talk to you about the things that maybe you don't want to talk about, but hopefully it will give you the opportunity to open up those conversations. As hard as they may be, it is key to our mental health and our healing journey. So my guest today, she has been through several experiences throughout her life and is one of my dear friends, and I am excited to have her finally on my show. But Melissa she's retired from chiropractic practice after 20 years serving others. She owned an edible cookie dough dessert shop for 5 years, which was delicious. I went there often, bringing joy to her community and supporting mental health organizations like BCC Evolution. That's how we originally met, which is amazing. So after her breast cancer diagnosis in 2023, she returned to her health and wellness roots and now works with cancer patients and survivors as a cancer exercise specialist and certified personal trainer. So without further ado, let me bring up my guest, Melissa. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, I remember Dough Dreamery and eating cookie dough all the time, and it was delicious.
You know, it's interesting. I had a dream last night that somebody came in and restarted the business and hired all of my old staff, and I stopped by and it was just like old times, only it wasn't me anymore. And it was wonderful.
Wow. Yeah. You're like, and I'm done. That's in right. my past. Yes. Well, Cher, I know I talked a little bit in your intro, but share a little bit about your story with the audience.
Okay. So like you mentioned, I'm a retired chiropractor. I practiced chiropractic for 20 years. When I was 8 years old, I decided I wanted to be a doctor and spent my whole life training for that. And when I got into college and the first time I had to kind of deal with bodily fluids, I said, you know what? This is not for me. I'm not a fan of bodily fluids, and it would not behoove me to become a medical doctor feeling that way. So I switched majors and became a chiropractor. So I still got to live my dream of being a doctor, and I practiced for 20 years and I loved it. I loved helping people get well, helping people get to the root cause of their symptoms and just feel better and live a healthy life. Around 2016, I was no longer really fulfilled by that. I went through a period, my daughter was graduating from high school and she decided she wanted to travel around the world on a gap year instead of going to college right away. It kind of sent me into a little bit of a tailspin. I always identified as a mom first and everything else second. And all of a sudden, everything in my life was kind of in question. I went through a bit of a period of, I won't say that I like wanted to end my life. I just really, I didn't care about anything. I was just kind of going through the motions. And if I had gotten sick, I don't know how much I would have fought to survive at that point. And I went and I got some help. I realized that this was not okay. And one of the first things that I did was I spent a couple of hours and I just wrote a list of everything that I was grateful for in my life. And some of the things were having a roof over my head. You know, I ate breakfast this morning, those kinds of things, because gratitude has always been very, very important to me. And that helped a huge deal. And I would just look at those pages all day long, every day, in the midst of seeing a therapist and working on finding myself, I guess, as more than just a mom whose daughter was really leaving the nest. And I got better. I was really worried because I have a history of mental illness in my family. My mother and my sister both suffered from some really severe depression, anxiety. And I didn't want to go down that road, of course. So I got help and I would write on the top of a piece of paper every day, what is my purpose? Because I knew that it was no longer chiropractic. As much as I loved it, it was just no longer serving me anymore. And it took about a year for me to all of a sudden decide that cookie dough was my, my next great adventure. Talk about 180 degrees from being in healthcare. But I had a great time. I really wanted to bring joy to people. And I love cookie dough, so I'm sure that everybody else in some way loved it too. And I also wanted to be able to give back. And having that history of mental illness in my family, and then right before, like 2 days before the grand launch of Dough Dreamery, my cousin completed suicide. And I had been kind of leaning down that path that I wanted to help organizations with mental health awareness. And then when that happened, it just kind of solidified. And throughout the 5 years of owning that company, I donated a portion of all of my sales to mental health organizations. And that was how I met you. I don't even remember. I think I saw a post on Facebook or something about your organization, about BCC. And I said, I want somebody local. I want somebody that I can know and I can really help. And that was how we connected.
Yeah. So much goodness in what you just said. And thank you for sharing part of your story. I know there's a little bit more that we'll dive into also. But making that transition, the shift from chiropractic into cookie dough, which it does, it makes everybody happy, I feel like. And my favorite was the cookie sundae, because, you know, I just really like sundaes. But I experienced that, the joy that you brought to so many people and how we connected. And I just immediately, I knew you and I had a connection also when we met, and being able to have this space that you were able to give back in so many different ways. And I know, and I want you to continue on with your story, where you're at now and leading up to now.
Well, so in 2022, you know, we had a really hard time coming back after COVID. COVID hit us really hard. And my husband and I just really sat down and we were going through things and going through all the books, and it wasn't really making sense anymore. It just wasn't profitable. And I was starting to not feel good. The stress and basically living on carbs and sugar for, you know, 3 years was starting to affect me, my health. I wasn't sleeping. I was stressed out all the time. And I just, you know, when you just kind of have that feeling that you can't really put your finger on it, but something just doesn't feel right. And we could have kept going. But just somewhere, like, instinctually, I just thought that this was kind of the time. And I went through a huge long period of feeling like a failure and closing a business and everything that comes with that. But in the end, it just seemed like the right thing to do. And so we closed the business in the fall of 2022. And then a few months later, because I had time off and I wasn't doing anything, I went, and I'm over 50. So, okay, I'm going to get the mammogram and I'm going to get the colonoscopy and I'm going to get my skin checked and all the things. And my mammogram came back as breast cancer. So it was kind of one of those things that God was just going, hey, there's something not right here, and you need to be able to take the time to deal with what's not right here. And so all of the feelings that I had of feeling like a failure or anything just went out the window, because if I didn't have that time to go and have all of those tests, who knows when I would have done it, because it wasn't even something that I was thinking about until I had the time. And I, you know, my husband and I talk a lot that closing my business very possibly saved my life. So I was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer. It was very small. I wasn't having any symptoms. They just found it on a mammogram, thank God. And had surgery, had radiation, changed my life, basically everything about my life to become more healthy. And as of now, cancer free.
Yay. Yeah, I know that I was there a little bit, like, during the process of you closing, and what a hard decision it really was for you. But I knew you were there all the time. Like, you were at the shop all the time. And that's kind of what happens in retail, or in the food industry. Like, the owner ends up being there all the time, most of the time. But I know that it was such a hard position to be in and something that you didn't take lightly by any means, but you knew that maybe there was a space that you needed to step away, because I know that you had experienced a lot of loss and there was a lot of things that were coming up around, you know, family, but then also around business. And it's not an easy place to be as an entrepreneur. You're like, this is my dream, right? Like, this is where I want to be. Like, this is what I want to do. I've started it for this specific reason. And then having to have it shut down is a really hard space to be in. So being able to express that, I think, is really important. And for any entrepreneurs that are listening, it doesn't mean you're a failure by any means, right? It means that you're human and we have these experiences and we have these emotions, and you've got to be able to do what's right for you. And in your case, it ended up that this is what needed to happen, because as with a lot of entrepreneurs, we're just going, myself included. And we've got to like take that pause to go do the things that we need, like check in on our health, and then allow for this possible space for something bigger to open up, which I know has for you.
Hopefully.
No, it has. So I know that you went through all, like you said, you had the surgery, and then you went through all the things and then got the all clear. And it was like, hallelujah, and transitioning into what you're doing now. So share a little bit more about that.
So, you know, when I closed the shop, my husband kind of forced me to take a sabbatical and just take some time and figure out what is next. I've always been an entrepreneur. I don't even think that I'm really employable. So what am I going to do next? I knew I didn't want to go back to chiropractic. I love chiropractic. I still see a chiropractor every week and I will recommend it until the day I die. I don't want to practice anymore. So I spent my time recovering after my surgery and treatments and stuff and trying to figure out what I want to do. And as I was telling my story, I had friends just coming out of the woodwork, people that I didn't even know had cancer, just sharing their stories with me. And I was so honored and I loved hearing their stories. And I was so grateful to all of them for sharing with me that I started thinking there's something there for me in all of this. And I thought about writing a book, like a Chicken Soup for the Soul kind of book, and just sharing all, you know, or having people share their stories in this book. And for me, I think the only thing that has kept my health for the last several years is I love to exercise. I go to the gym just about every day. I love to lift weights. I love to run. And I think that was the one pillar of all of the health pillars that I had working for me. And I started hearing stories about people going through chemo and going through radiation and just the fatigue and the cachexia or muscle wasting. And then on the other side, just treatments leading to obesity and diabetes and all the things. And exercise is so important for our physical health, for our mental health. And I found this woman through a seminar that I was doing who owns a company that certifies people to help cancer patients, survivors get their health back through exercise. And it's a certified program to become a cancer exercise specialist to really be able to help people going through this to regain their health and all the special considerations and everything that come with having cancer and the issues with treatments and stuff. It was an amazing program. And all of a sudden it was like, this is what I want to do. I want to help people. I want to take my experience and everything that I went through and actually help other people going through this. And so I got that certification. I also became a personal trainer. So I had all the knowledge, you know, broadband to be able to help people. And then I started my own podcast. Nice. Where I interview people and they share their stories of cancer and help to inspire and give hope to other people who might be going through a similar situation to know that they're not alone and that there's other people out there and there's a community of people also going through this to help them on their journeys. Yeah, so back to my health and wellness roots, I guess. I had a nice 180 degree turn for a while and now I'm back to what I really was meant to be doing.
Yeah. And that's so amazing. And so we're going to go to a quick sponsored break, but once we get back, we're going to just talk a little bit more about, like, I think that exercise part as we talk about cancer is something that we don't talk about enough. So we're going to go to this quick sponsored break. And then right after that, we'll be back and chat about that.
It's time to make mental health matter. BCC bridges the gap by educating people to support those who are facing a mental health challenge. We aim to ACE, increase awareness, cultivate conversation, and provide education. To empower people and get educated and speak out about mental health and suicide so that we break down the stigma and start saving lives. Let's stop the stigma and normalize the conversation about mental health and suicide through educational classes and community events to reach 1 million people by 2030. And you can help. Go to bccevolution.org. Stay connected. Be a part of our community. Go to bccevolution.org now or email us support@bccevolution.org and make mental health matter.
What if you could transform your mental health journey with just one question? Have you ever wondered what it would be like to prioritize your mental well-being like never before? Well, now's your chance. Introducing Make Mental Health Matter, the show that's changing the conversation about mental wellness. Join us every Monday on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we delve into insightful discussions, expert advice, and inspiring stories. Hosted by Kelly Melissa Reinhardt, a warrior for mental health, this show is your guide to breaking down the stigma surrounding mental health and discovering valuable resources to enhance your well-being. So, are you ready to take charge of your mental health journey? Tune in and let's make mental health matter together.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at DreamVision7Radio.com.
Make Mental Health Matter. Support BCEvolution.org, a nonprofit organization in Aurora, Colorado, and assist by donating, volunteering, or shopping our merch. Either way helps us develop programs and events, help us increase awareness, cultivate conversation, and provide education. Become a mental health warrior and find out why it matters. Go to BCCEvolution.org now or email us support@BCCEvolution.org and make mental health matter.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And like that, we're back. So if you are just joining us, thank you so much for watching. This is the Make Mental Health Matter show. I bring guests who are either advocates, professionals of mental health, or those with lived experience. And Melissa and I are chatting about her journey through being a chiropractor, then opening a cookie dough shop, and ultimately had several losses over time. Her cousin completed suicide, and then also finding out that she had breast cancer, and really talking about how exercise can be really impactful, especially with a cancer diagnosis, but something that had been a foundation of something that you have done for so many years. And I know I've left out lots of little parts, but go back and watch the whole thing. So, but ultimately, and I know, so exercise is something that, like, for me, it like comes and goes. There's like moments that I'm like all about it, and then there's moments that I just like want to sit on the couch and do nothing. I do know that I feel better when I'm physically doing something, and also when I did Kinergy for a really long time, which is like body dance movement type of exercise. I love to dance. Whenever I can do any type of dancing, really is super fun for me. But exercising at a gym, it has been challenging for me as I have a younger one that not all gyms have daycares. But I know with a diagnosis, and I talk a lot about it with your mental health, exercise is a key part. Whether it is 5 minutes per day or 2 minutes per day or 50 minutes per day, right? Like those little small chunks can be helpful, and it can be as simple as walking or going to the gym, or I know some people have said like as simple as getting up from your desk and going to get water, right? Like not being stationary for too long or too, yeah, not long periods of time. So with cancer, and I knew you had talked about getting the certification. I was like, wow, I didn't even know that was a thing. Mm-hmm. It is a thing. So can you talk about just the effects that it has, especially in cancer patients?
The effects of exercise?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head for a lot of it. You know, our bodies were made to move, and they don't do well when they sit for long periods of time. I actually just did a speech in my Toastmasters group about how sitting is the new smoking, and research shows that sitting at a desk or wherever 8 hours a day, every day, doubles your risk of heart disease. It increases your risk of stroke, diabetes, obesity, and some forms of cancer. Not to mention what it does to your muscles and your posture sitting all day. So whether it's something as simple as, like you said, getting up every hour and going for, you know, a 5 minute walk or something, moving your body in some way is good for all of us. You don't have to be a gym rat. You don't have to go to the gym. I personally, that's what I enjoy. I enjoy lifting weights. I enjoy the feeling of getting stronger. I used to be a runner before a couple of knee injuries put the kibosh on that, but now I walk. I walk every day. It's a little harder in the wintertime than it is in the summer. But for cancer patients, like the last thing a lot of us want to do in the midst of treatment is exercise. You know, fatigue is the number one side effect of radiation. It is a big side effect of chemotherapy, not to mention just feeling terrible and feeling sick all the time, that it's just easy to lay on the couch all day long and do nothing. And it seems counterintuitive, but exercise is the number one fix for fatigue. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling fatigued, if you move your body, it's going to do a lot to relieve that fatigue more than just laying around and binging on Netflix or sleeping or whatever. Not that sleep isn't important, but it's only 7 to 8 hours a day. And, you know, with cancer comes a whole host of other things. You know, with treatments, we either don't want to eat because we feel sick all the time. There's all these drugs coursing through our systems that makes you want to eat even more. And it's amazing that when people are going through chemo, like, oh, have all of this junk food, because we want to make sure you're just eating something so you feel less nauseous, and let it be something that tastes good going down so you're actually eating, which I get that in theory, but like trying to fix poisoning of your body by giving your body more poison just doesn't really work. And food is such a huge piece of a cancer diagnosis, of cancer recurrence, just the crap that is in our food now. And so we end up, a lot of people end up on one side or the other. They end up with like muscle wasting disease because they don't move, they don't do anything. And muscles start to atrophy in 2 weeks of non-activity. Or you end up on the other side and you end up gaining weight. You know, if you have a reproductive cancer like breast cancer, or cervical cancer, or ovarian cancer, and you go through the treatments, it puts you into menopause immediately. And one of the biggest side effects of menopause is weight gain and obesity, which leads to diabetes, which is a huge risk factor of other cancers. So being able to move your body and to exercise and to regain strength in your muscles is so, so, so important, not only for recovery from cancer, but also to help prevent recurrence or help prevent things like obesity and diabetes, which can lead to other cancers. So, and it's not like I don't have my clients in the gym deadlifting 150 pounds. You know, we're doing simple things with resistance bands. We're doing things with little 2 pound weights, you know, or 5 pounds on a machine, just something to start getting things moving again and helping to offset postural deviations that happen with certain scarring from surgeries. You know, if you have your ovaries removed or something from ovarian cancer, and you have that big scar across your abdomen, just like a C-section scar, it's going to kind of pull everything in. And that leads to posture imbalances, which lead to, you know, disordered gait and all kinds of things. And it's just kind of this wheel spinning, rolling thing for more and more issues. So the earlier that things can get kind of not fixed, but strengthened, the better the long-term benefits are going to be.
Yeah. I mean, that makes so much sense, like as you say it, right? And I know that some people who get the diagnosis, right, it ends up feeling like this heavy, heavy weight. And they almost go, like talking about mental health, right? They go into a depression or a time of sadness. And it can be really hard. We're not saying by any means that this is easy, but you can make it easier on yourself by doing the small things and knowing that it is kind of counterintuitive of, hey, I'm tired, let me get up and go do something versus let me sit here and sleep. It helps your body so much. I know, like, I mean, I'm, even though I do sit often, like I'm constantly moving. I just can't hold still most of the time, but I also, it's uncomfortable for me to just sit for too long. And I've noticed as I get older, even sleeping for too long, like my body just starts hurting, right? So being able to move my body as much as possible, I think is really important. But I love what you also said is that when we're not, well, so early intervention is key, mm-hmm. always, especially with cancer. But knowing the things that we can start to do even right after getting a diagnosis is really important. And I think that is a piece because I've had people reach out to me and they're like, oh my gosh, I just got diagnosed. And I was like, okay, well, what does that mean to you, right? Like, I think we put a lot of meaning behind it also, kind of like how we were talking about with being an entrepreneur and having to close your business, we put meaning behind that of like, I'm a failure, or we kind of take on this identity. And I think that with a diagnosis, whether it be cancer or a mental health challenge, sometimes people take that on as their like identity. Like, I am cancer, or I am OCD, I am schizophrenia, right? Instead of looking at it from, I'm a person first, and this just happens to be something I'm diagnosed with and I'm going to experience it and I'm going to go through it. But I always have choice to be able to change what the outcome is. And I think that exercise is one of those key points that should be talked about at that diagnose, like when they go to diagnose you. They should give you, and I don't know if they do, but maybe you do, if they give you like a list of things, right? It's probably just like, here's your diagnosis. Yeah. Good luck. So,
or, you know, let's start with surgery and radiation and all of that stuff. Yeah. Not the lifestyle choices that you can do, you know, to start change and getting back to health. Yes.
Yeah. And it is so inspiring to see your journey. I also know I had several other friends that actually were diagnosed right around the same time as you were. And so I've been watching a lot of my friends go through the diagnosis of cancer, and they, all of them have come out on top because they made the choice to not allow that to be their identity. They made the choice to change that perspective. Yes, they went through radiation and chemo and surgery and all those things, but there is that possibility that you can recover. And one thing that I had heard in the past, I was at an event and one of the speakers said, my mom was diagnosed with cancer and I told them not to tell her how much time she had left. They're like, don't put that in her head, because that also becomes kind of part of the story and part of the identity. And I thought that was brilliant, because when you have that entering into your mind, like that's like, it makes it very time limited. And I've had people on the show that they have one of the most rare forms of cancer. They said they only had maybe 6 months to live and it's been 11 years. So you never know. Yeah, I want to connect them with you to your podcast too. But you never know, right? Like, you don't know, the doctors don't know. And there's so many other factors that we should be talking about. Don't allow them to tell you how long it's going to be, right? Like, I mean, maybe the expectation is something that you need at that moment, but there's so many other options. And I think that what you're doing with the certifications that you now have, I think is just a really key piece in this conversation.
Well, and it's also, I mean, it can be a self-fulfilling prophecy. I was interviewing somebody for my show and she lost her dad to colon cancer. And, you know, when he was diagnosed, they said he had 5 years to live and he died 5 years and 1 week later, you know, cause that goes into your head. And I mean, this is a mental health show. So, you know, the power of the mind. And when something like that gets put in there, you're going to manifest that. I mean, not necessarily, but depending on where you are, in the face of something like this, are you a fighter or are you just going to do whatever they tell you and let whatever happen? That, yeah, I don't think I would ever want to know. Don't tell me how much longer I have. You don't know. God's the only one that knows.
Yeah. 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 And I mean, I think that is, and I've said that to a lot of people before. And then I have people that are on one side that they're like, well, it's really important to know that information to set the expectations. And I was like, yeah, but they don't really like, I mean, nobody can judge exactly how long they can say what has happened in the past. But there's so many people nowadays that with the technology that we have now also, that it is possible to fight a cancer diagnosis. It is possible to get better. There's been a lot more research nowadays than there was in the past. So I think it does go back to that nutrition, right? I just did an event last week that they had farm to table. And interestingly enough, my son was with me. They had like a breakfast sausage and he was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And I was like, it's good because it's like, it has that nutritional value to it, right? It's like farm to table. And we're lacking a lot of that nutritional value in our food today. And so it's important to understand the nutrition, the exercise, and the mental state of how you go into these diagnoses and come out of them.
Well, nutrition, I think is the foundation for everything. The food today is, you know, when I was diagnosed, I got rid of everything that came in a bag or a box. If it had more than three ingredients, like I wasn't touching it. And we went to whole food, you know, lean, organic, grass-fed meats, organic produce, fruits and vegetables, you know, some organic grains. And like, that's about it. I mean, I'll have a little bit here and there, but for the most part, that's my diet. And how much my brain fog cleared. I got rid of gluten. I got rid of most dairy and I got rid of everything processed. And I very rarely eat sugar now. And I don't have that brain fog anymore. I don't feel bloaty and crappy all the time anymore. And I just, like, I have more energy. I have more pep in my step. And there's so many disease processes and illnesses and things that can be directly related back to the food that we eat and all the chemicals and the toxins that are in so much of what we eat.
Yeah. And it's an important conversation, right? Something that we do and we don't talk about that often. So we're going to go to one more quick sponsored break. But then once we get back, there is something that I know that you were going to and maybe did start, but I'll ask it once we get back from this quick sponsored break.
It's time to make mental health matter. BCC bridges the gap by educating people to support those who are facing a mental health challenge. We aim to ACE, increase awareness, cultivate conversation, and provide education. to empower people and get educated and speak out about mental health and suicide so that we break down the stigma and start saving lives. Let's stop the stigma and normalize the conversation about mental health and suicide through educational classes and community events to reach 1 million people by 2030. And you can help. Go to bccevolution.org. Stay connected. Be a part of our community. Go to bccevolution.org now or email us support@bccevolution.org and make mental health matter.
What if you could transform your mental health journey with just one question? Have you ever wondered what it would be like to prioritize your mental well-being like never before? Well, now's your chance. Introducing Make Mental Health Matter, the show that's changing the conversation about mental wellness. Join us every Monday on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we delve into insightful discussions, expert advice, and inspiring stories. Hosted by Kelly Melissa Reinhardt, a warrior for mental health, this show is your guide to breaking down the stigma surrounding mental health and discovering valuable resources to enhance your well-being. So, are you ready to take charge of your mental health journey? Tune in and let's make mental health matter together.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit ediciaglobal.org.
Calling all authors! Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
It's time to make mental health matter. BCC bridges the gap by educating people to support those who are facing a mental health challenge. We aim to ACE, increase awareness, cultivate conversation, and provide education. To empower people and get educated and speak out about mental health and suicide so that we break down the stigma and start saving lives. Let's stop the stigma and normalize the conversation about mental health and suicide through educational classes and community events to reach 1 million people by 2030. And you can help. Go to bccevolution.org. Stay connected. Be a part of our community. Go to bccevolution.org now or email us support@bccevolution.org and make mental health matter.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And like that, we're back again. All right. So before the break, we were chatting about exercise and nutrition and really having this conversation about not taking this diagnosis and making it your identity, and also the value of allowing without somebody telling you how long you have to live, because we all have choice. The brain is really, really powerful, and there are other options, lots of technology today. So having a diagnosis of cancer doesn't mean it's the end all be all. As like Melissa, she is now cancer free and staying that way, and also now helping people through the process, exercise, and knowing that it's kind of, it's a whole different world once you get that diagnosis and you've been through all the treatments, and how you can help yourself make yourself stronger instead of like the toppling of all the negative things that can happen from a diagnosis. And I was going into, because when you and I had talked a while ago, you had talked about these gratitude walks, and it was something that you wanted to start, but it was something that you were doing yourself also. You already talked about gratitude and how that has been a big role in your life through loss, through transition, and now after the cancer diagnosis. So do you want to share a little bit about the gratitude walks, and are you doing them still?
So I'm a bit of a fair weather exerciser. The older I get, the less I like the cold, the less I like the snow. And my husband and I are really starting to seriously look at leaving Colorado and moving somewhere warmer. So it's been a pretty cold winter. I will say that I have not been doing as much walking outside. We fortunately get some 50, 60 degree days. It's a beautiful day today. I'm going to go for a walk after we finish our call. But I have not started that yet. That is something that I have been looking at starting probably in May. And basically what it is just, there are so many trails and beautiful places in nature close to where I live. And I love to walk. I love to be out in nature, just soaking it all up, soaking up the sunshine, and really spending time in gratitude for everything in my life. And I wanted to create that as community. And at first I looked at just doing it for cancer patients and my clients and things, but we can all use, as we talked about, we can all use more movement in our lives. And so I'm working on starting it in May and doing probably twice a month, probably like an evening walk and then a Saturday walk. So people, based on their own time schedule, can do one or the other. And it's just going to be like a half hour to 45 minute walk in community, talking about what we're grateful for, enjoying the weather, the sunshine, and spending time in community. You know, COVID really highlighted isolation and how detrimental isolation is to mental health as well as other things. And I feel like we've lost some of the art of connection and community and socialization. And that was one of the things that I wanted to do with Dodreamery. Like even before COVID, I wanted to create this place where people could leave their homes and be around other people. Because even before COVID, I was noticing that people spent all their time on their computers and they, you know, were on social media and becoming less and less social and ordering things online to be delivered to the door so they don't even ever have to leave their homes. And isolation is so, so detrimental. Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, being isolated all the time is not good for anybody. We are human beings. We're designed to be in community. And, you know, that was one of the reasons why I started. Another reason why I started Dodreamery was just to create community. And then COVID happened. So, yeah, that's the goal, is starting in May. And anybody who's in the Colorado area, you know, especially South Denver, we're going to do two walks a month and see how that goes, and just connect with other humans, not necessarily with earbuds in the ears or on the phone, just being out in nature and being with other people.
Love it. I don't know. I put you on the spot, but I was like, there's a really great connection to that, because I think, I mean, the gratitude, right? And then the exercise and the being in community. And it's just such an important part of life really now. So if anybody wants to follow you, what is the best way for them to find you?
So, you know, I spend time on Facebook and Instagram, and it's just my name, at Melissa Groswell. Yes, that's right. Yeah. And if anybody's interested, if they have time to listen to something else, my new podcast is called The Many Faces of Cancer. And it's fun. It's great stories. It's great inspiration. And you know, and hope for everybody, whether or not you have cancer, it's just a great, it's just, they're just great stories. And I love stories. I'm a story collector. And yeah, those are probably the best ways to find me. You can always DM me on Instagram or Facebook.
Awesome. So there's the name scrolling down there. I so appreciate you being on. And do you have any final words for the audience?
Oh, gosh. You know, just take care of you. Like, that's, I have a shirt that I wear to the gym a lot, and it says, love yourself first. It was from an organization, Always Keep Fighting, that really helped to support mental health awareness. And I love that shirt, because you got to take care of you before you can take care of anybody else. And it's not selfish to have self-care.
Love that. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today. I so appreciate you.
I had a great time.
Yay. All right, y'all. That was another amazing episode of Make Mental Health Matter. If you happen to be watching this for the very first time, we go live every single Monday. It is at 5 p.m. on E360 TV, Mountain Standard Time, wherever you're in the world. And then we also go live on Dream Vision 7 Radio at 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, or 7 a.m., 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending where you are in the world. So lots of options on how you can listen or watch the show. You can even say, I'm not going to say it too loud because she'll answer, but you can say, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio. And hopefully she won't answer right now, but you can also listen that way. And no matter what you do, come back next Monday, because I promise you, every single guest that I have, they have an amazing story. They can give you tools and information as to how to help your mental health. And like Melissa just said, take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others. And that's absolutely something that I say all the time. I have to remind myself of it, being in this space and in this world on a daily basis, but it is important. So no matter what you do, take care of yourself. Self-care is important. It is not selfish. I will see you next Monday. Bye, y'all.
Thank you for joining today for the Make Mental Health Matter show. We hope you found today's episode insightful and empowering. Remember, your mental health journey doesn't end here. For more resources, support, and information, visit us online at makementalhealthmatter.org and come back every Monday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Dream Vision 7 Radio. You won't forget to subscribe to our show or follow us on social media to stay connected and continue the conversation, will you? That's right. Together, let's make mental health matter. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.